today. The Creasy file, Mr. Jones. I see Mr. Whitmer already up here. Good afternoon. Are you ready to proceed?
Yes, ma'am.
And would you like to reserve some time for rebuttal?
Yes, please, Your Honor. I'm going to reserve about 5 minutes for rebuttal.
Certainly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My name is Colston Jones. I'm from the Office of the Public Defender in Chesapeake, and I represent Mr. Creasy, the appellant in this matter. There are two closely related assignments of error in the case. Mr. Creasy was convicted of possession with intent to distribute of cocaine and possession of heroin with the intent to distribute. He requested jury instructions on each of those charges as to the lesser included offenses of simple possession, and those were refused by the trial court. So those are the assignments of error in the case. And really, on behalf of Mr. Creasy, we submit that it was error when the trial court refused those instructions because there was more than a scintilla of evidence to support a theory of simple possession of the controlled substances. There are really two significant pieces of evidence that came forward through the Commonwealth's case that would support that theory of the case. And the first is the presence of a red plastic straw that was contained within the larger Ziploc bag that contained all of the controlled substances. The forensic scientist testified that she examined the straw but did not analyze it due to internal policy of the Department of Forensic Science that appeared to her that the straw did have narcotics residue on it. And in addition, the Commonwealth's expert witness, a police detective who was to testify about the consistency of the substances with personal use, testified that a straw is often used to ingest cocaine and heroin, both by sort of, you know, for lack of a better way to say it, snorting through the nose. So that is really one significant piece of evidence about the personal use of the controlled substances that were found in close proximity to Mr. Creasy when he was awakened during the search warrant's execution. The second piece is his statement to the investigator Scott, that he did have a significant heroin use habit, a large quantity, a daily user. There was no specific statement about a personal use of cocaine, but Investigator Scott did admit on cross-examination that he never inquired of Mr. Creasy about Mr. Creasy's personal use of cocaine. So between those two pieces of evidence, the straw that really would have no use in the distribution or packaging of cocaine, only with use in the
Mr.
same
Jones,
heroin.
Could I ask you on that?
Because yes, sir, Your Honor.
You've got all this indicia of things that tend to be used when it's distributed from the digital scales, a large quantity of cash found on appellant, the substance that's used to cut heroin prior to sale. Why couldn't the straw just be indicative that he likes to use as well as sell? I mean, there's a lot. The officer testified that the quantity of heroin and cocaine was not consistent with just personal use, but why couldn't he use it but intend to sell it to help support his habit too?
Well, I would say that if he did form both of those intents, then that would be consistent with the granting of the lesser included instruction. I think that would be.
But if there's so much evidence that you couldn't probably consume it all yourself, and you have all this other indicia of it being sold, mm-hmm. why, as the Commonwealth argues, why do you have to give an instruction on the lesser included offense if you've got so much other, it just couldn't be just the possession?
Right. Well, I guess my response to that would just be that really, all that is required is more than a scintilla, and the right to a jury trial is a significant right in criminal and civil matters that's abridged very lightly. So that would be my response, just that the right to a jury trial is so sacrosanct that even a scintilla of evidence gets you there.
As we head down that road, let me ask you, perhaps my memory doesn't serve me correctly, but I thought that the appellant made a statement that he both used and sold those particular drugs. Did I misread that?
Well, I don't believe that, Your Honor, that he ever did specifically state that he used cocaine. But okay. I think that your statement is correct, but for that.
Okay.
Just so the court's quite correct that he did admit to selling both substances, and he was a little bit more specific about the manner in which he would dilute or cut the heroin, and he referred to the specific agent that was in fact found in the kitchen. But even with all that, there was his specific statement about his significant daily use of heroin, which at this stage in the proceedings is basically required, as far as I understand the law, to be accepted as true, because the evidence is required to be viewed in the light most favorable to the proponent of the refused instruction. I would say that even though he did admit to selling both of those, he also admitted to the use of the heroin. And there's also the straw, which is really not consistent or would have no purpose in distribution or packaging.
Thank you.
And if there are no further questions, I'll just be happy to reserve the remainder of my time.
Very good. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Steve Whitmer on behalf of the Commonwealth. Standard under Leal for entitlement to the instruction is that there must be more than a scintilla of evidence in the record to show that the defendant did not intend the greater offense. There's nothing in the record that shows the defendant did not intend to distribute heroin and cocaine. Even in the light most favorable to the defendant as proponent of the instruction, the evidence in this case shows no more than that the defendant was a seller of heroin and cocaine who may also have been a user of drugs. That alone was insufficient to entitle him to an instruction on the lesser included offense. And for those reasons, we ask the court to affirm.
Thank you, Mr. Whitmer. Mr. Jones?
Again, Your Honor, we just do ask the court to reverse and remand and submit that it was appropriate for those lesser included instructions to have been granted, even if it may not have made a difference in the outcome of the case.
Thank you.
Thank you.